Hello, I'm Glenn Losanto. I'm at Big Data Week and I'm speaking to Ema Coleman. Ema, you spoke a lot about open data and the importance of getting data into the open. And somebody mentioned about the biggest holders of data are private companies like Apple and Google. Does this represent a problem in the future?
Well, one of the points I made to the audience was people are quite often concerned about the amount of data that they think the state is holding on them, which, of course, is dwarfed by the amount of data that private companies are holding. And I think there's a lack of maturity currently with people who may be a little more naive about just about how much your mobile network operator knows about you. So we really have been focusing very much on the public sector part of that argument in the early days of data release. But I think now, you know, the conversations need to shift more towards the private sector to have more collaborative approach and more open approach to, you know, to what data they are holding. And I think probably the next generation growing up in the web will be a little more savvy than perhaps my own generation.
Will we have to force these companies to release this data with legislation, or do you think they'll play nicely?
Well, I'm guessing we'll have to. It's going to be a combination of carrot and stick, as always with these things. I mean, clearly these companies have a commercial imperative to monetize the data, and that's fine. And I think it kind of goes back to the fair exchange is no robbery. I mean, as long as I'm aware with what a company is doing, I'm perhaps prepared to barter, you know, my data for the products and services that I receive. So I don't pay for Google, and I'm prepared to give up a certain amount of data. The extent of the data I'm prepared to concede for that, you know, it may shift into a situation where I'm more prepared to pay for that service and have a different contract with that organization around my data. So you know, but I think it's wrong to categorize these companies as a kind of the evil empire. You know, as technologists, their companies have evolved over time. I think they would have been unable to predict probably at the start the length, you know, the amount of data that they could collect. So it's all emergence, and that means that, you know, nothing is static. And as I say, it probably be a combination of carrot and stick.
And will big data make our cities safer and easier to live in?
Well, I think already we've seen with the evolution of transport apps, I mean, I don't think you could imagine the cycle hire scheme in London without an app. You know, finding out when my next bus is due, you know, it means I can spend 7 minutes more having my cup of tea at home and not standing in the rain. So all of these technologies, you know, provide opportunities to create more frictionless experiences in the city. And I think that's a fantastic thing.
So these are the nicer side of big data, if you like.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.